today as and when they happen. The main news on UNSA Radio.
Good evening and welcome to UNSA Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, government to cover funeral costs for chief's wife. Mulungushi Textiles begins test runs. In international news, Guinea-Bissau COP leaders set December election date. In sports news, Nkana Pathways with Enoch Sakala Jr. extends Kambole contract. With the news in detail, my name is Celestina Piri. In local news, President Hakainde Hichilema has announced that the government will meet the funeral expenses of Bernadette Mwamba, the late wife of Paramount Chief Chitimukulu, who died in a road accident on Tuesday. The president has sent a message of condolence to the Paramount Chief and assured the family of financial assistance during the funeral period. The message was delivered to the traditional leader at his palace by a delegation led by UPND alliance partner Felix Mutati. Mutati says President Hichilema and the government share in the family's grief and remain in support during this difficult time. The delegation comprised cabinet ministers, including Youth, Sport and Arts Minister Elvis Nkandu, Small and Medium Enterprise Development Minister Elias Mwanga, Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu, Mines Minister Paul Kavuswe, and Special Assistant to the President for Politics Levi Ngoma. Meanwhile, Paramount Chief Chitimukulu thanks the government for the support extended to him and his family following the passing of his wife. Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele has defended remarks he made in a viral video in which he was quoted saying the military would exterminate illegal miners. Speaking when he called on Copperbelt Minister Elisha Matambo in Dola today, Lieutenant General Ziele says his comments were taken out of context, stating that the army is not targeting ordinary Zambians, but responding to what he described as a serious national security threat associated with illegal mining activities. He explained that intelligence reports have revealed the presence of armed individuals operating in illegal mining areas, with security forces discovering armory-grade weapons, boxes of ammunition, sophisticated drones and other dangerous equipment. The army commander says the nature of the weapons found is deeply concerning and points to the involvement of organized criminal networks, largely led by foreign nationals, adding that the scale of the threat has outstripped the capacity of the police. Lieutenant General Ziele has emphasized that the army's operations are targeted at individuals posing a threat to national security and not law-abiding citizens seeking to earn a living. Meanwhile, Copperbelt Minister Elisha Matambo has backed the military intervention, warning that illegal mining, if left unchecked, can destabilize the country. The Bank of Zambia has recorded digital financial services-related fraud cases amounting to 300 million kwacha from 2020 to date. Central Bank Deputy Governor for Operations Francis Chipimo says the figures point to a rise in both the number and value of fraud cases. Dr. Chipimo was speaking in Lusaka during the official opening of the Advanced Cybersecurity and Digital Forensics course. He said the Bank of Zambia has taken a number of steps to address emerging risk, including strengthening public awareness, campaigns on digital financial services. Meanwhile, Inspector General of Police, Grafel Musamba, say the Zambia Police Service and the Bank of Zambia have worked together to train 50 officers in advanced cyber security. Still in local news, President Hakainde Hichilema has commended the Catholic Church for its ongoing collaboration with the government in advancing national development. During a meeting with Catholic Church leaders from the southern province at his Harmony Farm in Choma, President Hichilema expressed his gratitude for the church's role in supporting the provision of health and education services to Zambians. He stressed that the partnership between the church and the state is vital for the well-being of the nation. The president also encouraged the church to inspire its members to actively participate in agriculture and contribute to increased production. He further called on the church to offer prayers of thanksgiving for the bountiful rainfall the country has received this season, attributing the blessings to God's abundant grace. President Hichilema praised the church's leadership for providing faith and resilience to communities during the recent drought, which helped sustain all Zambians. Matero Member of Parliament Mal Sampa has pleaded not guilty to one count of use of computer systems to commit an offence contrary to Section 20 of the Cybercrimes Act No. 4 of 2025. Sampa appeared before Lusaka Principal Magistrate Webster Milumbe this afternoon following his arrest on allegations that he transmitted false information in Zambia, which he claimed that the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, had opened a fake polling station along Ring Road in Lusaka during the Chawama parliamentary by-elections on January 15, 2026. Sampa apologized for the utterances and was later arrested by the police following a complaint by ECZ Corporate Affairs Officer Raphael Piri. During the proceeding, Sampa's lawyer Charles Changano applied for bail pending trial in line with Section 123 of the Criminal Procedure Code on the basis that his client is not a flight risk, the offense is bailable and will comply with the conditions the court will set. Meanwhile, Magistrate Milumbe has granted Sampa bail pending trial in the sum of 1 million kwacha in his own recognizance and two working sureties from Lusaka with introductory letters from lawyers. Finally, in local news, the Zambia-China Mulungushi textile has begun test runs, marking a significant milestone in the country's industrial development. The $140 million investment in state-of-the-art equipment, machinery and cotton outgrower systems is said to boost Zambia's textile industry and create over 500 direct jobs. The Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry has therefore invited the public to witness the full test runs before the facility is commissioned by President Hakainde Hichilema later this year. Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Principal Public Relations Officer Evaness Nankala says the project underscores the importance of industrialization in driving economic growth and development in Zambia. Nankala adds that the project is a testament to the government's commitment to promoting industrial growth and creating employment opportunities for Zambians. She says that once operational, Mulungushi Textiles is expected to contribute significantly to Zambia's economic growth, reduce reliance on imports and promote inclusive development. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Find your sweet spot with DStv Stream. No more missing out on those epic moments or must-watch soccer action. With DStv Stream, your favorite DStv shows are always with you, no matter where life takes you. And the best part, DStv Stream is already included in your subscription. Download DStv Stream today from your app store. Sign in with your DStv account and let the entertainment begin. It's showtime, anytime, with DStv Stream.
Fortunately, this lover doesn't have to worry. All he has to do is enter his door go straight to the refreshment area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of Malt. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first, right?